don't want what we know out there.
How a person can go from really almost nothing to becoming a millionaire by owning rental properties.
He would always buy these flip houses, and I just remember thinking, this guy is crazy. Why would he buy that house?
In the past decade, there's been a huge surge in the peer-to-peer short-term rental market.
Become an insider. So you have to know the rules before you get the game.
Every second counts. So make every second count.
Welcome to the Real Estate Jam. Whether you're just beginning or the best of the best, we're glad you're here. We will share successes, failures, and strategies for the action-taking real estate investor. And now to your hosts, JD and Melissa.
Hey guys, welcome to Real Estate Jam podcast. I'm JD and I'm here with my wonderful co-host.
Hello.
Melissa. And how are you doing this week, Melissa?
Great.
Feels like
another week.
Busy week for us. We have our meetup coming up this week and a lot of really cool things. We should be closing on one of our wholetail deals tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So we're looking good. Well, so today, one of the things that we use in our business all the time, and from real estate agents to other investors, it gets a really, really negative reputation. And I don't think it's deserved. It is deserved. The bad reputation is deserved. However, we use it in a tool as a tool in our business every single day. And I am, of course, talking about Zillow. And of course, the Zillow
Zestimate.
So first, before we go into how we use it in our business, Melissa, can you?
Oh gosh,
maybe
I don't
tell me
he's coming my way.
Well,
that I won't be able to answer.
Can you tell me why does the Zestimate have a bad reputation? Maybe not why it has a bad reputation, but why do realtors hate it? Why do people in the business hate the Zestimate so much? And why do homeowners rely on it so heavily?
Well, homeowners love it because it's always, not always, but a lot of times it gives a lot higher value than is accurate. I don't think it takes into account everything, especially like condition. But you chime in on.
Well, yeah,
I tag team with me.
The only people that hate the Zestimate are the people whose interest lies in something that Zestimate doesn't say. Yeah. If you're the homeowner and you, and the Zestimate is high, your interest lies with the Zestimate. So you want to think, hey, it's the greatest thing ever. If you're a real estate investor and the Zestimate is way higher than you would ever pay, then you think Zestimates are trash. And if you're a realtor, you think that might be the right answer. It might be the wrong answer, but I don't want them just clicking one button and getting a value on their home. I want them to use me to value the home and let me help them sell it. So everybody has their own interest in that.
Will you just go into more about what is not factored in for those numbers? So that's, I think that's really important if you don't understand it or know.
Yeah, well, of course. So the Zestimate, as we understand it and as we use it, takes in the average price per square foot for similar homes. And when I say similar homes, what I mean is homes that Zillow can identify as a similar home. So similar neighborhoods, similar square foot, bedrooms, bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And then it's just an average. It's an average of the homes that have sold right by price per square foot in that neighborhood, which is great for a general idea. But what it doesn't take into consideration is condition of the home. If anything is wrong or marked different on the county assessor's website, you know, for example, today we were looking at a lead from our direct mail campaign that, from what I saw, was a multifamily home. But once we did some digging on the county assessor's website, he actually partitioned off the back couple of units that were on his property. So Zestimate still had it, looking at it as if it were the house it was before or the property it was before, but they didn't know that he sold the other units for $124,000 a year ago. So I think that it doesn't take into consideration condition unless all of the other homes in the neighborhood are of similar condition, then it does. So if you have your home and next door and across the street and around the corner, they all sold, but they were similar condition to yours, then your Zestimate is going to be pretty accurate for price based on condition. But if the other houses around the neighborhood are completely renovated, flipped properties that sold for top dollar and yours isn't, then it is more indicative of your ARV than it is of the actual property value. And in our investment company, most of the Zestimates that we see are very, very close to what the ARV is when we're actually pulling comps and running those numbers.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So that leads me to, hey, how are we using Zillow in our company? Because I do think that Zillow is a great tool. Realtors don't like it. And if you're trying to get a discounted property, you're not going to like it either. And that's why when we have our conversations, most of the time, the conversation is something like, well, you know, Zillow said that it's worth about $180,000. Then I come in and say, yeah, but you can look at the other properties that helped contribute to that Zestimate. And you can see that all these other properties that have sold have been updated within the last 2 years and are in better condition. Do you think your property is better or worse condition than this one that sold for $180,000? And that conversation, sometimes it makes them upset, but it gets them to come to a number, or not necessarily come to a number, but they realize that the Zestimate maybe isn't an accurate reflection of their property.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, I don't just use the Zestimate, but I do use it as a quick reference because If I have a bunch of properties to look at, that Zestimate tells me, are they in the ballpark or are they way over or way under? If somebody's, you know, I'm talking to says they want to sell their property for Zillow value $200,000, then I know that they either it's a good property or they think very highly of it. But if Zestimate is $200,000 and they say they want $500,000, then I know that that's going to be wrong in almost all cases. The other area that Zestimates are really skewed, especially in our market along the beach, because across the street from the beach, you might have a trailer park or a bunch of trailers or rundown houses, but the beachfront properties are really expensive. So it does two things. The Zestimate will show the beachfront property being valued less than it really is, and it'll show the trailer park across the street being valued way, way more than it actually is.
Yeah.
So for us, anything that's waterfront, beachfront, or regular waterfront, if it's on a nice lake or a bayou or the Gulf or any of that, the bay, it will come in skewed. So I have to make sure. But if in our area, if you're away from those things and you're looking at the Zestimate, it's a very, very close estimate of the after repair value for a regular neighborhood property. So I do use it like that a lot for my quick look. If I'm actually making an offer and doing a deep dive, I run all the numbers every single time. But if I'm just my initial conversation, I'm just trying to see, is there any motivation here or is there anything, you know, could there be a deal here? Then we'll go off the Zillow's estimate and say that's the ARV. If we subtract repairs and profit, here's what a ballpark number would look like. That's the way I use it.
You're so smart.
Well, trying to get as many shortcuts as we can. If we're evaluating 500 properties a week, you know, we have to do it as fast as and as efficient as possible.
Yeah.
Now, that is, and keep in mind too, we have access to the MLS. We have access to all the realtor tools. We have access to a bunch of paid investor tools. And we use Zillow a lot for those quick estimates. The other thing that I think everybody sleeps on, that where Zillow is better than our MLS, Zillow is
land.
Yes.
I knew it.
Yep. It is land. And there's a couple of different reasons why. When you're looking at land, one, a lot of land transactions happen off market, especially when you're looking at lots that sell for between 5,000 and 25,000. A lot of times those deals aren't worth it to a real estate agent to list and do all that stuff on the MLS. So they get that data doesn't ever get into the MLS, but because Zillow pulls county data and MLS data, we usually have better estimates. And the easiest search I do, and this helps me when I'm looking at what I should be paying for lots for new builds, as well as what I should be paying for lots if I just want the lot for regular vacant land, wooded area, that kind of stuff. But I do the vacant land search and then look at what the other lots around there have been selling for. And if I'm looking at what a deal for a new construction, then I pull all of those lots. I look and see when those lots sold and when the new construction was. And then I take that lot sale and go back to the county website and see what the new construction paid for the lot so that I know what I have to get the lot at in order to sell it to a builder. And Zillow's just the most efficient way to do that all the time.
Good word, brother.
Good word. Do you use Zillow ever?
I try not to. I'll use it quick, just like you said, as a quick, you know, frame of reference. But definitely, we have to go in and deep dive further, for sure.
The other thing I like about Zillow is it a lot of times has old listing pictures. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of see what the condition is.
And it's easier to look in Zillow for the history of a property, pretty much. Versus the MLS.
Oh, yeah.
It's just one step, you know?
Right. Instead of having to open up, find the MLS ID and do a big search, you can just kind of see it. I don't think I've ever seen Zillow produce an inaccurate number when it comes to what a property sold for or any of that kind of stuff. The other thing I use Zillow for all the time is rent estimates.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty accurate.
It definitely is. There's other companies that, like Rentometer and some of those other ones that for long-term rental rents, but the Zillow rent estimate is really what I go. I usually err towards the side of caution, and you can look at the other pictures and stuff and say, oh, well, this is a completely rehab property at the high end of the range. Here's one, my condition at the low end of the range, and I'll go with the low end of the range, but it's fairly accurate.
Awesome.
And marketing your properties, even if you're selling for sale by owner, using Zillow to do that is better than not. You know, a lot of people are looking on Zillow.
I want to just elaborate what you're saying. So whenever we have a deal that we're selling off market, right, that we don't wholesale or we don't list on the MLS, we put it on Zillow because that definitely gets a lot of eyes on it.
Yeah. And rentals, if we have any vacancies on rental. So it's a great marketing tool. It has a really bad rap. I don't like them. I think they're destroying the real estate industry for agents and for investors. But it's a valuable tool that if you learn to use the right way, you can reap the benefits of it. Yeah. So don't just write it off because it had some inaccuracies in the beginning. It's very accurate now. You still need to run your own numbers, but if you're trying to do volume and need a quick reference, it's a really good quick reference.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, JD. Good info.
Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome.
All right, guys, that's it for this week. If you want to find out more about me or Melissa, you can check us out at shorefront-investments.com or hit up any of our social medias. And if you need an agent in the panhandle for an investment property, Melissa's your gal. Goodbye, Melissa.
Bye, JD. Thank you. Bye, everybody. Bye, see you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Real Estate Jam. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, check out our website, therealestatejam.com, or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Real Estate Jam. If you have any questions, feel free to drop us an email at therealestatejam@gmail.com. See you next episode.